Good evening, fans, and welcome to Dort College basketball from Oskaloosa, Iowa. It is the Dort College Defenders taking on the William Penn Statesmen from Oskaloosa. Sam Ekstrom sitting courtside. I'll be bringing the action to you tonight. And we have a good one in store between the 3-0 Dort College Defenders, ranked 16th in the nation, and the 2-1 William Penn Statesmen. William Penn's coming off a two-game winning streak. They're led by Taylor Stoutner and Alan Douglas, both with 17 points. It's kind of a four-headed monster with this William Penn team. They've got Stoutner and Douglas with 17 apiece. Davis Spielbauer has 16 a game, and Blake Walker with 13.7 a contest. It'll be a test of defense as these teams have played some high-scoring games in the past. Dort has won the last two by double-digit margins, but they've been high-scoring. A 106-96 final last season where Austin Kotche led the way with 21 points. Dort blew them away, jumping to a 18-point lead at halftime. In 2009, it was 102-92 with Trevor Walterdorf scoring 24, but Dort had to overcome a halftime deficit of 6 points in that game. Playing for the third consecutive year, the all-time series is tied at 2-2. Dort this season is led by that same Trevor Walterdorf with 16.7. He was their leading scorer last season. And Walterdorf is sitting on quite a milestone. 988 career points for Trevor Walterdorf, the shooting guard, 12 points away from the 1,000-point milestone, that close to becoming the 28th member of Dort's 1,000-point club. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma. Dalma is in his third year as an all-time record of 42-22 at Dort College. This is his first college gig. He coached high school ball for about a decade before coming to Sioux Center. He's a graduate of Northwestern College, Dort's fierce GPAC rival. William Penn is coached by John Henry in his 11th season. Henry is 186-140 all-time for William Penn. That's the college he attended. And he has really turned this program around. When he took over 10 years ago, they were 0-14 in conference, and he's turned them around to the point where they were in the Midwest Conference Finals 2 years ago, losing to Granville, a season where they won 22 games. This William Penn team is on the rise. Let's take a quick look through the season thus far for the Defenders. It's so far been a non-conference season. They are 3-0 wins at Jamestown, at Valley City State, and at Grace. Three non-conference wins for Dort College. The season opener against Jamestown, Dort jumped to a 20-6 lead and never looked back. They were never threatened. The scoring or the lead for Dort College never got below 8. Chris Sievers led the way. It was a balanced scoring attack. Sievers, the big man, had 17. Valley City, the day after, they had a slow first half, leading only by 6 at halftime, but then they had a huge second. They dominated the rebounds, and Trevor Walterdorf had 20 points to pace the Defenders as they moved to 2-0. Then on Tuesday night, they played Grace College, and it was another slow first half for Dort, leading by 7 at the break, but then they exploded with a dominant 67-point second half. Trevor Walterdorf again led the team with 19 points, and Dort won that game 110-63, winning margins of 15, 15, and then a 47-point blowout for Dort College. They are winning by an average of 21 points in the second half of games. They have outscored teams 272-195. That's a 25-point average margin of victory. Dort 3-0 taking on the 2-1 William Penn squad. I'd like to take a moment to thank some of the sponsors we have for the broadcast this evening. American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alford, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Again, it is Dort College taking on William Penn from Oskaloosa, Iowa. It was about a five-hour drive for Dort to get here. They will play again tomorrow in Palos Heights, Illinois, against the St. Xavier Cougars, and that should be a very good game. St. Xavier ranked 24th in NAIA D1. Dort ranked 16th in NAIA Division II. Three games this weekend for Dort College tonight, Friday, and Saturday. They'll take on the Trinity Trolls from Palos Heights in the Trinity Christian Classic. We are 1 minute away from tip-off in this game, and they will run through the starters right now. Let's just take a look at the roster for Dort College and kind of give you a quick summary. But first, we're going to pause and observe the nation with the singing of the national anthem. And we are just about ready for basketball from Penn Gymnasium in Oskaloosa. William Penn, a university with 1,800 students, comparable to Dort College. About 350 more students go here, located in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Similar size to Sioux Center. Announcing the starters right now for Dort College, Cliff Warner will be starting at the point. Warner, where's the number 11? This season, averaging 10 per game. Right on the dot, he's got 30 points scored. Leads the team in assists, but also turnovers, 13 to 11, just over a 1-to-1 ratio. Sean Kaiser, the spot-up shooter, number 23. Kaiser, a junior right out of Sioux Center. He'll be starting alongside Lindbergh, Waltersdorf, and Jordan Vogel. Just about to introduce the William Penn starters. And I think we can just about guess who four of them will be for sure. Blake Walker introduced as the first starter. 13.7 points a game for Blake Walker. And Walker can also get on the boards. He's got 10.3 rebounds per game, averaging a double-double. Allen Douglas also in the starting rotation. Where's the number 11? And averages 17 points a game along with 8 rebounds. Number 21 also in the rotation, David Spielbauer, third best scorer on the team. He's got 16 points, 3 rebounds per game. Another scorer. It's a balanced attack, and Dort will have to play good defense all around against this offensively gifted team. They have scored point totals of 72, 82, and 105. They're coming off a lapper, as Dort did. They won by 49 points against Faith Baptist on Tuesday. Blake Walker paced them with 20 points. Rounding out the starting lineup, Ross Howe, number 34. He averages this just 3 a game, and you got to have one guy who's not scoring in double digits, because everyone else is up there lighting up the scoreboard, and this should be a lot of fun. Again, there's been scores in the hundreds the last two times these teams have played. 106-97 in 2010, 102-92 in 2009. We are ready for basketball from Oskaloosa. Dort wearing their black road unis. They'll be moving from right to left. Jordan Vogel in the tip-off circle. And we are ready for ball. Winning the tip is William Penn, and they push the pace right off the bat. There's a pass errantly through the lane. Body's already on the floor. And it's a tied ball between Ross Howe and Sean Kaiser. And Dort will get it since they lost the tip alternating possessions. Cliff Warner, the transfer redshirt at University of South Dakota, came over mid-season last year, was really the catalyst. There's a nice give and go to Jordan Vogel, and Vogel finishes off last to make it 2-0 Dort College. Running the point, Blake Walker. Walker bounces to his right, looks to the left, still hasn't made a pass yet, still dribbling, 20 seconds to shoot. Dumps it down low to Allen Douglas, spin around jumper good over Kyle Lindbergh to tie the game. Douglas averages 17, and he gets the first bucket for the Statesmen. It's 2-2. Kaiser fakes to the right, goes to Walter Zerf, now Warner, dumps it down low, Lindbergh gets double-teamed on the block. Lindbergh to Vogel, surveys the court, goes back to Warner, they'll reset. Tight man-to-man defense applied by Blake Walker. A double team on Warner, now to Lindbergh, top of the key. Walter Zerf will unleash a three and miss it just short. Big rebound there by Walker. Looks up the floor. Passes into the corner, three-point shot. Missed off the mark from Taylor Stoutner, and a rebound is ripped down by Cliff Warner. Up ahead to Walter Zerf. Kyle Lindbergh goes in hard, and with the left hand, he lays it in to make it 4-2. Lindbergh averaging just 7.7 per game, and a little finger roll in the lane by Blake Walker to make it 4-4. Walker goes coast to coast. Errant pass by Warner. It is knocked down out of bounds off Allen Douglas, who had the steal attempt. A minute and a half in this game of fast pace. It's 4-4. Warner will inbound from the near sideline. Now Jordan Vogel handoff to Warner. Warner got in the air, wanted to take a shot, and somehow got it off to Lindbergh. Now top of the key, Waltersdorf dribbles to his right. Sean Kaiser spots up. Down low, right block, Lindbergh to his left, puts it up, and in, and a foul. Lindbergh with the and-one opportunity. 6-4 Dort College. Lindbergh has four. Foul go against Taylor Stoutner. Powerful move by Kyle Lindbergh, who's trying to get on the score sheet, averaging under 10 points a game. He was one of the big offensive threats last year for Dort College. Prefers his left hand. And with that left hand, he makes the free throw. He's got five, and Dort leads it 7-4. Long outlet pass up ahead to Stoutner. Now Walker, right wing, tries to cross over Waltersdorf. Ball handoff goes to Spielbauer. Spielbauer, fancy dribbling around Warner, now passes it back. There's a three-point shot, no good, from Allen Douglas. Ball tipped loose, rebound by Waltersdorf. Dort up by three, pass ahead to Kaiser. He takes the three and knocks it down. 10-4 Dort College on a 6-0 run, and a timeout called by Coach John Henry. Not very happy. 2 minutes, 17 seconds into this game. It's a 30-second timeout, and we'll read through some more sponsors for this evening's game. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at HiltRealEstate.com. Play resumes after the 30-second timeout, and Blake Walker at the top of the key will pass it off to his teammate Douglas. Douglas goes up for the layup, and Lindbergh is there to reject him. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be an inbounds pass right of the basket for Blake Walker. Whistle blows. Walker slaps the ball, looking under the basket. Can't find a man. Still looking, and he barely gets it in time. On the block, controlling, is Ross Howe. Flips it over to Stoutner, who takes a fadeaway three. No good. Ball loose. And it's going to stay with the Statesmen. Waltersdorf let it go out of bounds because he thought it was going to be off Allen Douglas. An incredulous Waltersdorf staring at the official. It'll be an inbound right of the basket again with a fresh 35 for the Statesmen. Walker, lob pass into Howe. Howe, a big man, passes to Douglas. He'll reset and get a new offensive set. Statesmen soon checking into the game will be Armand Rasul, averaging 9.7 per game. He'll come in at the next whistle. Walker is triple team, makes an errant pass to the backcourt. It was tipped, and it will not be over and back. 15 seconds to shoot. Pull-up jumper, Allen Douglas. No good, back rim. Ball ripped down, an offensive rebound for Walker, who's trapped in the corner, now spins around Warner, goes off glass, and scores. Blake Walker has 4 points, and it's 10-6, defenders leading. Just over 3 minutes into the game, Lindberg, a baseline J off a pass from Kaiser, and he knocks it down. Lindberg is 3-for-3 in the early going, 7 points, including an and one. Walker, a fadeaway shot, that's no good. This one is fought for and won by Allen Douglas against Lindberg. Offensive rebound again. That's three on the game for the Statesman. Driving now to his left and missing a layup was Taylor Stoutner. It's out of bounds. Dort College basketball. 16:20 to go in the half. 12-6, defenders on top. Defenders 3-0 taking on the 2-1 William Penn Statesman. On the road, Dort is 3-0 on the road. They've not played a home game yet. Seavers passes to Warner, who takes a long three. No good, but Seavers cleans up the mess and lays it in. Seavers, easily the biggest guy on the floor, knocks it down. He's got two, and it's 14-6 Dort College. And now an errant pass ripped down by Seavers. It's a turnover. Lindberg to Waltersdorf. Takes flight and jams it home. Trevor Waltersdorf elevates and makes it a double-digit lead for Dort College. 16-6. My goodness. Great outlet passing there. Kyle Lindberg had the assist. Stoutner passes inside to Rasul. He thought he got fouled, but he missed the shot. Warners. Tkachi in the game. Puts it off glass, and he's fouled. Austin Tkachi making his first appearance this season after a sprained ankle. Connects on his first bucket, and Dort is outrunning and outgunning the Statesmen. They lead it 18-6. Tkachi going to the line. We've got a full timeout. Let's take a 1 minute break. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR. In Oskaloosa, Dort College, an 18-6 run to begin this game. Austin Tkachi will be stepping to the line, taking one free throw after the fast break layup. Dort capitalizing on turnovers in the early going. There's 15:26 to go, and already Dort has 18 points in this first half. Tkachi spins the ball, releases the shot, swish. A three-point play for Tkachi the old-fashioned way, and some contact after that free throw. Jockeying for the rebound, Lindberg got mixed up with Allen Douglas. They exchange some words with the official, and play resumes. Dort jumped out to a 26 lead against Jamestown and did not look back. They're up 19-6 right now against William Penn. Allen Douglas on the baseline, fouled by Lindberg, and he'll shoot two. ...15-12 to go in this first half. Douglas, the senior from Champaign, Illinois, 6'1", 200 pounds. The guard will be shooting a pair, and he knocks down the first. Douglas this season averaging 17 right on the nose. Also has 3.3 assists per game and 8.3 rebounds per game. Makes both. Makes it 19-8. Austin Tkachi controls, 30 feet from the basket. Good backdoor cut by Waltersdorf. Pulls up in the lane, and a little teardrop goes down. Trevor has four. It's 21-8. Blake Walker shakes, bakes, and moves to his left, goes to the ground. Charge taken by Austin Tkachi. Foul drawn against Blake Walker. Great job by Tkachi, holding his ground in the lane, and he's making the most of his first game back, already with a three-point play and a charge. Dort blazing hot from the field at the moment. Warners bounce past the Seavers at the right elbow. Seavers looks under the basket, wide open to Cliff Warners. Great vision by Chris Seavers, and Warners with the efficient finish, 23-8, and Dort really pouring it on William Penn right now. Stop, pop, and hit from Allen Douglas. Off a pass from Walker, he pulled up at the free throw line and hit it straight away, 23-10, just over 5 minutes played in this game. Warner's up the floor to Tkachi. Tkachi to Waltersdorf, top of the key. Now Warner's on the left wing, There's a cutting Kachi. Now Trevor, right wing. Still around the perimeter. They finally dump it down. Severs in a mismatch off glass. Rolls it off the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Austin Emerson, the new sub in the game. Emerson, a junior, pulls up, takes a three, and drains it. Austin Emerson out of Des Moines, Iowa. 6'3", 175 Knocks down a tray. It is 23-13 as Emerson gets on the score sheet, hits the first three of the game. Warner has it in the left corner for Dort, goes baseline. Now passes to Severs at the elbow. Kachi jump stops, left wing, down to Severs again. He's double-teamed, moves to his right. There's a cutting Walthersdorf. Pass by Severs, the assist to Walthersdorf, who finishes, getting easy buckets. Chris Severs now with two nifty assists to Warner's and Walthersdorf. 25-13. Moving to his left is Emerson on the baseline, trying to do it himself. He spins around, shoots, no good. Walthersdorf with the board. Outlets it to Cliff Warner. Warner goes to Kachi. He's guarded by Spielbauer. Warner, pass underneath, looked really good, and a foul committed there against Walthersdorf. Threading the needle on that pass was Warner, and Walthersdorf will shoot a pair. Dort leading by 12, trying to add to that lead. 13:03 to go in the first half. New players coming in the game, Kaiser and Vogel for Dort College. Coming in for William Penn, Armand Rasul, alongside Taylor Stoutner and LaBradford Williams, averaging 4.7 a game. The new statesman in. Walthersdorf drains the free throw now with 7 points. Dort doubling up William Penn at the moment, 26-13. Walthersdorf 2-for-2. He's got 8, 27-13. And Trevor gets a break. Kyle Lindberg, the starter, comes back in for Dort College. Right now, Dort on pace for an absurdly large score, somewhere in the 120 range. A fast-paced game in the early going. William Penn doesn't chew up a whole lot of shot clock. Right now, Alan Douglas possesses in the corner. Gives back to LaBradford. Williams, his shot is off the mark. Rebound attempt by Rasul goes out of bounds off Rasul. Defenders will get it. Lindberg inbounding. Warner trots it up the floor. He's met immediately by Williams at half court. Burns him to the left. Nice pass in the lane. Lindberg with the left hand. Lays it in. Assist. Give it to Cliff Warner. It is 29-13. And Lindberg, now with 9, he's the leading scorer for Dort. Emerson takes a long 2. It's off the mark. A quick shot. Rebounded by Kaiser. Warner's outlet pass tipped twice and out of bounds. Tipped twice by Statesman. It'll be Dort inbound underneath the basket on the left side of the lane. Sean Kaiser gives it to a cutting Tyler Walthersdorf, brother of Trevor, the freshman, who's now in the game, and he misses the shot from the left block. Williams to Emerson. Douglas pulls up from 20 feet and missed the shot a little hard. Tyler Walthersdorf with the rebound. Hand off to Warner, guarded by Williams. Right wing Kaiser. Walthersdorf underneath. Here's Lindberg. He goes off glass. No good. Tipped around and possessed by LaBradford Williams. Up ahead to Alan Douglas. Goes into the lane. Bounces it back. And he'll reset it now to Williams. Moves to his left. In the corner. Along the baseline. Goes right at Lindberg and is blocked. Clean block by Lindberg. He outlets it to Warner. It's a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Kaiser almost lost the handle. Now he does lose the handle as he throws it behind half court. It was tipped, and the possession will continue. No over and back. 20 seconds to shoot. Lindberg swings it to Warner's. Makes a nice fake to his left. Shoots. Scores. Cliff Warner from 17 on the left side buries it. 31-13. 9 minutes into this game. Warner has 4. Williams. Right wing to Douglas. Now Emerson. Guarded by Walthersdorf. They get it to the block. Going up hard and scoring is Armand Rasul. He's fouled. I believe it was Jordan Vogel committing that infraction. It indeed was Vogel. Vogel has 2 points now in the game and a foul. His first foul. Walthersdorf will check out. And a new defender coming in, Nana Ya Saponamoa. out of Ghana. Sapona Moa, a sophomore guard, 6'4". Not the first notable defender to, at least as far as their athletic scene is concerned, to come out of Ghana. They had Roland Oseapong, who played 4 years of soccer for Dord College. He was from Ghana. And meanwhile, Cliff Warner took a shot from the parking lot and knocked it down. A three-point bomb from Cliff Warner way outside. He's got seven. Rasul gives to Stoutner. Now left wing Blake Walker knifes in the lane and scores. Blake Walker, pretty right hand. 6 points for Blake Walker. Dort still doubling William Penn, 34-17. We're about halfway through this first half of play, and now they're going to play a zone. William Penn in his zone. Warners attacks it. Drives, dishes to Kaiser. Shot a three, missed it long. Rebound attempt goes off of Sapona Moa. It'll be William Penn basketball. Walker will walk it up. Guarded by Sapona Moa. Into the corner. Quick three taken by Spielbauer. No good. Brought down by Lindberg. Looking up. Didn't want to go fast break, and now he finds Vogel in the lane. Kaiser, Dort now quick passing in that zone. Warners double teamed in the corner. Kaiser tried to swing a pass to Vogel, and he had it intercepted by Spielbauer, who's taking it himself through the lane at the basket. Blocked by Vogel, but a rebound by Armand Rasul. His first points of the game to make it a 15-point spread, 34-19, Dort on top. Walter Zorf and Sievers ready to check back in at the next whistle for Dort. Warner. Kaiser. Over to Sapona Moa. Now on the right perimeter, it is Warner again. At the elbow, Vogel. Bounce pass to Lindberg. Finds Kaiser. Warner thought about a three. Gives to Vogel again. Vogel on the right side. They've got 7 seconds to shoot. Warner a long ways away. 4 seconds. Kaiser swing pass. He has Lindberg open in the corner for three. Buries it. Great possession for North College. They swung it cross court. They had Lindberg wide open in that corner. And he knocked down a triple. The first defender in double digits. He's got 12. 37-19 score. 8:35 to go in half number one. Dribbled off Sapona Moa's foot. Lindberg going coast to coast. We'll see what he shows here. Jams it home. And he is fouled. A push by Blake Walker. Lindberg slams it down hard. He's got 14. 20-point lead for the defenders. Foul goes against Stoutner. Second dunk of the game for Dort College. Waltersdorf had one, and now Lindberg went in uncontested, and then coming up from the rear, that was actually Rasul who had that foul. And now Lindberg can make it a 21-point game. He does. And now Kyle Lindberg in just 11 and a half minutes of play with 15 points. Got to be encouraging to see for him. And he was due for an explosive game, scoring just 23 points so far this season in three games. Long shot rebounded by Waltersdorf to TJ Malone, now the backup point guard. Kachi, down low to Sievers. Sievers goes off the window, and he banks it in. He's got four, and the lead is pushed to 23. Walker to Stoutner, and then open is Rasul. He'll finish. Lindberg lost track of his man. Armand Rasul has 4 points. 42-21, Dort College on top. 7:50 now to go. Waltersdorf to Kachi. Back to Waltersdorf, ball above his head, cross court to Malone. Guarded by Walker, into the corner. Kachi for a triple. A little bit short, rebound by Sievers. He's the tallest guy underneath, missed the bunny, and a rebound is taken by Douglas. Douglas, up court, goes against Lindberg, and Lindberg with a hand check, reached in. Foul against Kyle. Two fouls on Lindberg. Rasul will head to the bench. And they'll bring back in Ross Howe. To the corner to Douglas. Now it's Spielbauer, guarded by Malone. Malone all over him. Good defense. He has to get rid of it to Walker. Douglas now in the short corner. Fadeaway jumper against Tyler Waltersdorf. Missed it long. Rebounded by Chris Sievers. T.J. Malone. Takachi on the right. He's 30 feet away. And looks like they're back in a man defense. Waltersdorf passing to Sievers in the middle. Sievers goes off the right foot. Misses the shot. Rebound by Tyler Waltersdorf. And he banks it in off glass. Easy two there for Tyler. He gets on the score sheet. Tyler Waltersdorf on the season, averaging 8 and 3 rebounds per game. Getting good minutes as a freshman, wearing Otzen Kachi's old number. Kachi switched to the number 21 this year just to have a change. Warner back in the game from Malone, who spotted him. Warner leads the team in minutes, trailed by Waltersdorf and Kaiser. They're the top three minute getters, if you will, for the defenders. Jump shot by Waltersdorf over the basket, missed everything, and the rebound by Spielbauer. Up court, hesitates, moves to his right, gives to Stoutner, fade away from the elbow, long, flying for it is Ross Howe, and it's out of bounds off Howe. Defender basketball. 6:12 to go in the first half. Warner trots it up the floor. They are met right at half court with that man-to-man defense. Waltersdorf tried to screen and roll with his brother. Now he passes to Kachi instead, and Kachi finishes against Howe. He hung in the air, and he set it off the window. A nice little kiss there by Kachi. There's a shot good. It will count. And it's going to be an and one. Foul on Jordan Vogel. Looking down at the stat sheet, I didn't see the shot. It came from the left. At any rate, it is 46-23, 5:51 to go in the first half. Blake Walker knocks it down. Walker now with 9. Warner brings it up the floor. Waltersdorf now to Warner. Kachi to the elbow. Vogel, quick passing. Looks like they're back in his zone. Bounce pass to Vogel. Cross court, Warner. Wide open for 3. Missed it long. Walker now with a fast break off the rebound, going 2-on-2. Spielbauer, good ball fake. Goes up with it. Missed the jump shot. Rebound by Kachi. He'll outlet to Warner, who's all alone. Right-handed finish. Missed it. And then the follow-up by Vogel. He's fouled. In hot pursuit of Warner was Douglas, and he made Warner switch to the left side with that layup. He tried to flip it in, put some spin on it with the right hand. It went off the window and straight back to Vogel. He was fouled on the foul-up attempt. Spielbauer, the guilty party. Free throw good by Vogel. Vogel now with 3. Spins the ball, releases, and scores. Vogel goes 2 for 2, and Dort has yet to miss a free throw. They are 7 of 7 from the charity stripe. Jordan Vogel plays the 4 spot, starter, scoring 14.7 points per game along with 5.7 rebounds. Offensive foul on the other end after just a couple seconds of that possession. Going to go against Spielbauer. 2 fouls in about 10 seconds. Defenders leading by 24. Dominating this first half of play. Just quicker, and they're getting a lot of points in the paint. William Penn did not know what hit them. Lindbergh fakes to the right, goes to the left, off glass, and a charge on Lindbergh. The teams exchange offensive fouls, and Spielbauer, a bold play there, took the charge. If that would have been a block, it would have been 3 quick fouls on Spielbauer, who is one of their top scorers with 16 a game. That's going to be 3 fouls on Lindbergh, who is the leading scorer for Dort, so he'll take a seat. Right now on the floor it is Waltersdorf, Vogel, Sievers, Kachi, and Warner. For the defenders, for the Statesmen, it is Walker, Howe, Douglas, Spielbauer, and Emerson. A 3 by Spielbauer, rebound by Sievers off the miss. Outlet pass to Kachi. Warner to Kachi. Moves into the lane. To the left, it is a blocking foul. Kachi drew it. He'll go to the line. Ross Howe, the guilty party. Nine team fouls for the Statesmen. And from here on out, Dort will be shooting two with every foul. 4:29 to go in the half. Kachi makes the free throw. 6 points for the sophomore. Kachi, out of Orange City, attended Western Christian in Hall, Iowa. A local product, and he is now going to be spelled by Sean Kaiser. Some substitutes in the game. Rasul re-enters for the Statesmen. Walker, he'll walk it up the floor. Guarded by Walterzorf. Bounce pass. Douglas fakes the ball handoff. Attacks Vogel on the right. Slip. Fell to the floor. Got a pass off. Good job finding Rasul on the left block, who finishes. Credit Walker with the assist. Or rather, Douglas with the assist. And give the bucket to Rasul. A steal there by the Statesman, and Walker will go back the other way on the left side. Left elbow, now in the paint, pulls up, shoots, missed. Goes hard off the rim, rebound by Vogel. Warner, back the other way, uses a hard screen by Vogel, pulls up at the elbow. Back to Jordan Vogel now. Flips it to Warner. Shovels the pass to Walterzorf. Ball fakes, goes on the baseline, he's triple teamed. Kaiser passes on the three. He'll give it to Warner for a better look. Unselfish play, and it pays off. Warner nails the tray. 53-26. It is a 27-point lead. Here's the second three of the game for Cliff Warner. He's now in double digits. 10 points for Cliff. Cliff, a junior from Altoona, Iowa. On the way here, we visited his former high school, Pella, and shot around. Attacking the lane is Douglas, and he's fouled. Foul on Jordan Vogel. His third, he'll have to take a seat. Seavers coming back in the game. Some miscommunication right now. That was the sixth foul on Dort. They have no more fouls to give. It'll be a 1-1 from here on out. Walker will inbound left of the basket, slaps it, gets it in to Douglas, misses a contested shot, offensive rebound by Rasul, and he finishes, he's got eight. Warner to Tyler Walterzorf. Now Kaiser, guarded closely by Spielbauer, dribbles to his left, looking for the back door, can't find it, gives to Warner. Now Walterzorf on the right wing, underneath Chris Seavers. Tyler Walterzorf for three. Missed it to the right. Rebound Seavers, but he shoved off to get position. That foul should be on Chris Seavers. That is the case. By my count, his first foul. That's going to be a 1-1. Now in the bonus are the Statesmen. 2:43 to go in the first half. 53-28. Dort a healthy lead, to say the least. Rasul going to the line. And he makes the free throw. Now matching Blake Walker, they both have 9 points. Douglas has six. Emerson has three. Shot by Rasul, rattles it home. Now enters double digits. Pseudo full court pressure there by LeBradford Williams, who checks back into the game. Dort breaks it easily. Walterzorf contested hard, finds his brother in the corner. Now Kaiser fakes the three, drives hard to his left in the lane, left hand, missed it short. They'll outlet it now to Spielbauer, 2-on-1 against Warner. Spielbauer will take it himself and rattle it home. Off glass, a right-handed layup for Spielbauer. Spielbauer now on the score sheet. Had been held scoreless to that point. 53-32. Warner makes a bad pass to Seavers. Has it stolen by Rasul. Up to Williams. Williams trying to push the pace. Douglas lost the handle. Dishes it back to Walker. left wing, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Spielbauer for three. Good. Davis Spielbauer with a three, and Dort will take a timeout. The lead is down to 18. It was just 27 a moment ago. A 9-0 run for the Statesmen, and that's the first glimpse of life they've really shown in this game. Big three there by Davis Spielbauer, who scores five in quick succession. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be right back. The Dort College defenders leading the William Penn Statesmen 53-35. They've led by as many as 27 in this half. A commanding lead that they will take into halftime. There's a minute 40 to go. Sean Kaiser takes a three out of the timeout, and he drains it, assisted by Waltersdorf, and the lead is back to 21. Big three to stop a 9-0 run there for Sean Kaiser, as Kaiser finally gets on the score sheet, the one starter who had not found a basket yet. Powerful move by Blake Walker underneath for the Statesmen as he knocks it down. He's now got 11. Sievers on the block. Finds Warner. Tyler Waltersdorf spins in the lane and banks it in, going against Alan Douglas. Bucket for Tyler Waltersdorf. He's got 4 points. And a quick three pull-up on the other end by Spielbauer. Rebounded by Rasul. 50 seconds to play. Baseline shot by Rasul, no good. Easy rebound there for Warner. 45 seconds to play. Dort can maybe go 2-for-1 if they hurry, and that will not be the case as Warner thought he had a cutting. Sievers moving to the left. Sievers fell down, and the pass went out of bounds. Turnover there for Cliff Warner. Dort has taken care of the ball fairly well. Warner's has had a couple turnovers in the last few minutes, but for the most part, it's been a clean half for the defenders. Three-point shot, good from the corner, made by LeBradford Williams. Williams, who averages 4.7 a game, now gets on the scorer's sheet. 58-40 the score. 10 seconds to play. Warner's dribbling it out. Bounces it to his left. 6 seconds to play. Trevor Waltersdorf attacks the rim, puts it in, rattles, no! And it is knocked away to Spielbauer. His heave at the buzzer is too late. And that will be our halftime score. 58-40. Defenders on top. A furious first half. Full of scoring. Full of offense. A high-octane show. It was a lot of fun to watch. And the defenders right now on the winner's side. Leading by 18. They led by 18 last year at halftime, and they won that game by only 9. Austin Kotche led the way with 21 in that contest. But William Penn closed the door in the second half, or closed the gap, rather, and we'll see if Dort can fend them off in this one. They led by as many as 27. The state's been trying to chip away at it. Let's take a quick 2-minute break, and we'll be back with some halftime analysis right after this. Halftime in Oskaloosa. Dort College leading it 58-40, a dominant first half offensively. William Penn turned it on slightly at the end to close the gap by 9, but still a healthy lead going into halftime. Coach Delma has to be pleased with that. Let's pause for a moment to honor some of our sponsors for this evening's broadcast. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ireton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dort got out to a very quick start, a 19-6 run to begin the game. They shot 58% from the field. Their leading point scorer, Kyle Lindberg, who had 15 but had to leave early with foul trouble. Cliff Warner scored 10, along with 3 assists and a couple turnovers. He protected the ball very well, and he also played 19 minutes. He's played the most minutes of any defender this season, and that true to form in the first half. Pretty distributed scoring. Besides Lindberg and Warner, the only defenders in double figures, Trevor Waltersdorf, the team's overall leading scorer, had 8. Sean Kaiser had 6. Austin Kotche, in his first game this season, had 7, going 2 of 3 from the field and 3 of 3 from the free throw line. 4 points apiece for Jordan Vogel, Tyler Waltersdorf, and Chris Sievers. That gives you the 58 points for Jordan in that first half, on pace for 116 points. 18 assists in the half for Jordan College, and I'd like to point out a couple of really nice assists by Chris Sievers, the big man who received the ball at the elbow twice, found cutting defenders. I was impressed by that. The big man can really pass. Sievers this season had just one assist coming in. He averages 12 points per game. Dort had 4 blocks to William Penn's 0. And they only had 1 steal. There were so many quick shots by the Statesman on the other end that they really didn't pass it around a whole lot. Also worth noting, a perfect 100% effort from the free throw line in the opening half for Dort College. 9 of 9. 2 apiece from Trevor Waltersdorf, Lindberg, and Vogel. 3 made consecutively by Kachi. 11 three-point baskets were attempted by the defenders in that half. They made 5. That is good for a 45% clip. Let's take another 2-minute break, and we'll bring you some William Penn statistics from that first half. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR.
Here at Dort College.
58-40 at halftime. Defenders leading the Statesmen here in Oskaloosa, Iowa. A quick word from our sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902, to be proactive. Take a look at some of the statistics for the William Penn Statesmen in that first half. They took 41 shots, made 16 of them, good for a 39% clip. They attempted 10 threes, making 3, 30% from beyond the arc. They only attempted 6 free throws, made 5 of them, 83% from the free throw line. They had 18 rebounds, 7 offensive. That was one area where they outdid the defenders, beating them on the offensive glass 7-5. Defensively, though, Dort had 19 defensive rebounds to William Penn's 11. The defenders outboarded them 24-18 overall in that half. 5 assists for William Penn, and that's maybe indicative of the quick shots they were taking. Not a whole lot of ball movement. If they see a seam, they let it fly, and that's why you see so many high-scoring games against these Statesmen. This is on pace to be the highest scoring game they've had this year. They scored 72, then 82, and then 104 against Faith Baptist in a lopsided victory. Also, a couple final stats in that half. 5 turnovers for William Penn to 5 turnovers for Dort. Both teams took care of the ball pretty well for the frenetic pace that we saw. They didn't block any shots in that half. Dort has a distinct size advantage over these Statesmen, and they definitely exploited that in half number one. And 3 steals for the Statesmen as well, 2 Dort's 1. Going down the stat sheet, a couple more in-depth numbers. Points in the paint, Dort had 28, William Penn had 20. Points off turnovers, William Penn had 8, Dort with just 7. As far as second chance points were concerned, both teams had 6. Fast break points, Dort with just 2 on the stat sheet, although I'd beg to differ that it might have been a few more. Especially in the early going, they had a lot of fast break layups. And especially that fast break dunk, one of the highlights by Trevor Waltersdorf. William Penn outscored Dort via the bench, 18-15. The score was tied twice very early at 2 and 4. The lead never changed. Dort has not trailed in this one. They're ahead by 18 at the moment. Largest lead was Dort by 27 at the 3:44 mark before William Penn went on a 14-5 run to end that first half. We're about 5 minutes away from commencing the second half. Let's pause for another 2 minutes. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR. This is Dort Defender Basketball. Intermission here in Oskaloosa. The Defenders leading at 58-40. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the second half, and let's read off a couple more sponsors for tonight's broadcast. Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig, broker. The Van Engelhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing right, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 737-6000. Well, folks, we are on the edge of a milestone here in Oskaloosa. Trevor Waltersdorf, the junior out of Trevor Waltersdorf out of Sioux Center, Iowa, the 6'4 guard, is 4 points away from 1,000 on his illustrious Dort career. And how cool would it be to see that happen in the second half? It's almost a guarantee. Waltersdorf only needing two buckets to get to that point, he would become the 28th member of Dort's 1,000 point club. Definitely elite company, and that would be great for Trevor. The only shame is that it wasn't on his home floor in front of his home fans. Only a select few Defender faithful out here in Oskaloosa at Penn Gymnasium this evening. Let's take a look at the road ahead for Dort College. They will hit the road tonight and sleep in Orange City, and then tomorrow morning they'll be back on the bus going to Chicago, more specifically Palos Heights, Illinois, a suburb of the big city, where they will take on St. Xavier in the Trinity Christian Classic in Trinity Christian's gym. That'll be a 6 p.m. start. We'll have that tip for you right here on 88.5 KDCR or via the web at kdcr.dort.edu. You can also find that link at dort.edu/events. Dort will take on the 24th ranked St. Xavier Cougars, and then Saturday it'll be a 3 p.m. tip via webcast. I'll have the broadcast for you as Dort takes on the Trinity Trolls at 3 p.m. from Trinity's campus. That will round out the road trip, the sixth consecutive road game to complete the non-conference season. Dort will jump right into it then with conference GPAC play taking on Doan 1 week from Saturday. That will be at 4 p.m. in DeWitt Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Dort College. And the Defenders hope to be undefeated when they go in there. They are 3-0 right now, looking to move to 4-0, a healthy halftime lead, 58-40. Over the William Penn Statesmen. St. Xavier will be a tough test tomorrow, and then Dort will be favored against the Trolls on Saturday. To start on the floor for the second half, Dort has Warner, Waltersdorf, Lindberg, Vogel, and Kaiser, the starters for the Statesmen, who will now be moving from right to left. They've got Douglas, Walker, Spielbauer, Rasul, who was the leading scorer in the first half with 12, and Stoutner, who was very quiet, in fact, did not score. Here's Walker. Gives off to Spielbauer. Bounces it down to the block, off glass. Shot by Rasul is tipped back in. The offensive rebound by Rasul for the Statesmen. That's their eighth offensive rebound of the game. Rasul cleaned it up himself, and he puts it in. He's got 14 points. Warner to Kaiser. Had a look at a three, but he'll go to Waltersdorf instead. Around the arc, Lindberg will take a tray. Missed it short, but Warner's with the offensive board. He's double-teamed, now goes right at Walker. Nifty pass to Vogel, off the window, and puts it down. Jordan Vogel hanging in the air, going up strong. And Jordan Vogel now has six on the game. The foul was drawn against Rasul, and Ross Howell will come into the game for the Statesmen. Second foul on Rasul. And Vogel, now with the only blemish on the free throw mark, he missed it. Dort now 9 of 10. A three from the corner by Stoutner off the initial pass from Walker. Rebound goes ahead to Warner. Dort moving quickly. Waltersdorf for reverse layup. Assist go to Warner. Good job by Warner to push the pace. He got it to Trevor Waltersdorf, who's got 998 points on his Dort career. Now Lindbergh breaks out of it with the rebound. Up to Warner, pulls up for three. Bang! Cliff Warner, straight on three. Nothing but net. And a timeout called by Coach Henry. Great start to the half. The lead is back to 23. This will be a 30-second timeout for the Statesmen. 65-42. And Trevor Waltersdorf adds two more. Before that three, he has 10 in the game, 998 on his career, as mentioned. Sponsoring tonight's game, American State Bank. Proud to support the Dort Defenders. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Alford, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Boer & Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at boerandsons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. The Statesmen have talked it through, and Douglas will inbound to LaBradford Williams now in the game in the backcourt. Gets the play call from his coach and dribbles to the right now on the wing. Williams facing Waltersdorf, hands it off to Spielbauer, takes a three, misses a three. Hard rebound by Vogel, and he's fouled on the way down. Ross Howe with the infraction. Now with two fouls. Make that three fouls on Ross Howe. Howe, the starter, has not scored. He only averages 3.3. Lindbergh to Waltersdorf. Warner for another three. This one is short. Ball loose. Bodies flying. Vogel went down to get it. It's off Vogel and out of bounds. Statesman ball. We played nearly 2 minutes in the second half. It is the Defenders leading by a great 23-point margin. Spielbauer goes around Lindbergh. A teardrop miss. Rebound by Trevor Waltersdorf. Warner pushing the pace. Pedal to the middle goes to Vogel. Back to Waltersdorf, who slams it home. And that is the exclamation point. 1,000 points for Trevor Waltersdorf in his Dort career. And it couldn't come in a more appropriate way. Trevor Waltersdorf has scored a millennium. Congratulations, Trevor. He's got 12 in the game and a grand for his Dort College career. Better things yet to come for Trevor Waltersdorf. We had a turnover on the other end. And here's Warners dipping it down low. Vogel to Lindbergh on the elbow. Now back to Warners on the left wing. Comes around Bradford. Lost the ball, had no one to pass to, and he just let it go. Picked up by Austin Emerson, who slipped defenders, weaving through black jerseys, ran into Vogel, nearly traveled. Spielbauer bouncing it to Howe. Hand off back to Spielbauer. Pull-up jumper, good. Davis Spielbauer has 7 points. It is 67-44. There's a pass by Warners down low. Another turnover for Cliff. Ball now loose as a bad pass was made by Spielbauer. And now the Statesmen emerge with it. It's a 2-on-2. Lindbergh trailing, and he stripped it clean. Warner will go to Vogel. It's a 3-on-1. Hard foul by LaBradford Williams. And that could almost be deemed intentional. We'll see what they say. He hit him in the head. Cliff Warner's got a long outlet pass from Lindbergh and had an easy layup. He elected to give it to Vogel, who probably would have had a dunk on it. The foul by Williams hit Vogel hard. That is his first foul by my count. And the free throw is no good by Jordan Vogel. He's missed two consecutive. As a free throw shooter this year, Vogel is 10 of 15. 66%, misses again, and Vogel is now 2 of 5 from the stripe, just 40% for the evening. But he blocks Spielbauer in transition the other way. Warner, nifty pass to Waltersdorf underneath, banks it in, he's got 1,002. 69-44, 6 points and a half for Waltersdorf, 14 for the game. Williams cuts in the lane. His pass off the fingertips of Spielbauer. He'll track it down near half court. Defended by Warner. Bounce pass to Douglas. Try to reverse, and he was denied again. Vogel might have got a finger on it. Warner has numbers. He'll pull up and take a tray. Knock it down! Cliff Warner's his fourth three-point bucket of the game. And then botching the inbounds pass was Bradford Williams. Out of bounds, a turnover. Dort will get it back. Leading by 28, their biggest lead of the game. And they are a second-half team. They've outscored opponents by 21 on average in the second stanzas of their three games so far this year. They trailed against Valley City State before winning that game by double digits. And they were only leading by 7 over Grace in that game before winning by 47. Lindbergh for 3. Put it in, Kyle. 75-44. Another 3 for Kyle Lindbergh. He gets on the score sheet in the second half. He's got 18 for the game. Leading scorer now for Dort. And they lead it by 31. Armand Rasul dishes it to a new statesman in the game. That is James Maldonado. And there's a shot up and good by Alan Douglas in transition. They go to Kachi. Kachi scores. Nice assist. Quick play back and forth. A bucket by Douglas and then by Kachi. Aldenado with a 3. Spins around and goes out. Boarded by Waltersdorf. Warner is wrapped up by Maldonado. Almost to give his team a break there. A two-handed bear hug on Warner. Eight points for Kachi after the most recent basket, and 8 points for Douglas after his recent bucket. 14:50 left in the contest, 77-47. Dort seems destined for 100. Warner looks to his left. Kachi now to Waltersdorf in the short corner. Back to Austin Kachi. Surveys the floor, checks the shot clock. Behind his back, nice juke move. Tic-tac-toe passing, and the shot by Kachi is errant and missed everything. From under the basket, he was trying to avoid Stoutner as Stoutner outlets it to Maldonado. Douglas was fouled by Lindbergh in the corner. That'll be 4 fouls on Kyle Lindbergh, native of Margate, Florida. And he will more than likely check out of this game, and that is the case. Tyler Waltersdorf will come in to replace him. Walker finds Rasul on the inbound. Rasul hands it off to the point guard, Douglas. Back to Rasul. Pivots to his right. A long 2 off the front rim. No. Offensive rebound goes to Douglas, who banks it in and draws a foul. And one opportunity for Alan Douglas. That foul goes on Warner. His first foul, and his fellow number 11, Douglas, makes the free throw, his 11th point this game. Waltersdorf to Kachi. Lobs it in for Severs, out of his reach, a turnover, taken by Blake Walker. Full speed ahead, kicks it out to Spielbauer for a 3, no good. Spielbauer really struggling from the field in this game. He's only got 7 points, and he averages 16. Tyler Waltersdorf, lob underneath, Severs is fouled. He would have had an easy bunny. Rasul knocked his arm. 2 shots coming for Chris Severs, and that's a quality foul against Severs, who is not the most efficient of free throw shooters. Chris is 4 of 8 on the season, and this will be his first attempt this game. He has 4 points. Free throw good. That foul on Armand Rasul, his 3rd. Trevor Waltersdorf high fives on the bench. His teammates know the milestone that he's just accomplished. 1,000 points on a slam dunk going straight down the lane, assisted by Jordan Vogel. Putting the cherry on top of this Dort performance that has been so impressive. technical foul called on John Henry. He is aghast at what could possibly have been called. That's going to go the other way. Dort will get freebies. And Henry, much quieter now. I have no clue what prompted that, and I'm not sure Henry does either. Kachi will go to the line. He has not missed tonight, so therefore he has not missed this season. All alone, and he makes the first one. He'll get two shots with nobody standing in the lane. This shot to put him in double digits for the evening. Missed it. Now 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. The ball will be given now back to William Penn. 79-49, a 30-point lead for Dort College. Walker will inbound to the right of the basket. Slaps the ball. Bounce pass to Howe. Howe is knocked by Kachi, and I think he drew a block. That is the case, yeah. Block on Kachi. His first foul. Three in this half for the defenders. Nowhere near the bonus yet. Walker to trigger. And we have a foul on Trevor Waltersdorf. Coach Dalma not too pleased. And now one foul on Tyler Waltersdorf. Walker to inbound for a third time, and he gets this in to Spielbauer. Fakes to the right, goes to the left. Tries to blow by Warner. He gets by him, goes to the basket, and lays it in. Spielbauer showing some quickness. He got by Warner. And he makes it a 28-point deficit. Oh, great vision by Kachi to find Waltersdorf underneath. He's fouled as he went up for the shot from the left block. Two fouls now for Allen Douglas, who committed that one. Waltersdorf, no good. Bounced off the rim twice. And after going 100% from the line in the first half, Dort has missed 5 free throws in 7 attempts. Waltersdorf goes 50-50. It is 80-51, defenders leading. Blake Walker goes individually at Sapone Amoa, and he converts it off the left corner of that square on the window. Walker up to 13 now. Warner's has it tipped and out of bounds. Dort will get it with 26 on the shot clock. They'll let Kachi trigger this one from the right baseline. Guarded by Spielbauer. Sapone Moa now chasing after the ball. Kachi threw it over his head. Wasn't sure what to do with it. But he went after it and retrieved it. Dort will get a fresh possession. Warner is double-teamed. Threads the pass to Waltersdorf now. Goes hard at Howe. To his left, spinning, and he's fouled. Hand check by Ross Howe. His fourth. Dort now in the bonus. One-and-one shots for Tyler Waltersdorf. Vogel and Trevor Waltersdorf and TJ Malone prepped to come in for the defenders. Shot good by Waltersdorf. Malone making his second appearance of the game. Comes in and giving Warner a brief stint. Warner has great endurance. Warner out of Alcatoon, Iowa, the junior. Redshirted a year at USD and then came to Dort where he could get some starting time, and it was really a catalyst in Dort's GPAC championship appearance last season. Allen Douglas, coast to coast, knifes in the lane, puts it off glass and good. A 3-point opportunity for Douglas. Tyler Waltersdorf fouled him. Douglas has 13, now 14, and 4 of 4 from the charity stripe. 81-56, 12:25 to go in the game. T.J. Malone, contested closely by Walker, dribbles to his left. Back to the right, lost the ball off the official to keep it in bounds. Now he's trapped in the corner, and a whistle on the play. Timeout called by Ross Dalma to keep Dort out of trouble. It'll be a 30-second timeout, and that'll give us an opportunity to read through some sponsors for tonight's broadcast on KDCR. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway, Chevrolet, Buick, and Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at HiltRealEstate.com. Again, a reminder, tomorrow evening we'll have the Defenders broadcast for you right here on KDCR. That'll be a 6 p.m. opening tap. T.J. Malone goes hard at the bucket off the inbounds pass, and he rams into Ross Howe for a charge. First foul against Malone. That was his first scoring attempt on the game. Went in a little too strong. Trotting it down is Blake Walker. Crosses over to his left. Guarded by Waltersdorf. Shakes, bakes, spins. And he lobs it over the head of everybody and out of bounds. Went to the William Penn cheerleaders. Dort will get a throw in. Some soft man applied. Full court now. By William Penn. Malone, keeping his cool, walking it up court against Walker. Kachi flings the pass to Malone, who rolls it to Waltersdorf, who double-teamed. Screen and roll, Vogel goes to the bucket and flips it in off the left window. Howe went to the ground trying to draw a charge. No dice. Vogel's got eight. A steal by Waltersdorf up to his older brother. He will finish hard. The sledgehammer jam for Trevor Waltersdorf. He's got three dunks on this game. 85-56. 16 points for Trevor. He's got eight in each half. Brother to brother, and I'm sure we'll see that combo this year and plenty next year as well. It's going to be a fun tandem to watch. Little shove in the back there. Vogel got away with it, and missing the bunny was Ross Howe. Howe still can't buy a bucket. He's got 0 points. Tailing Malone was Walker, who gives it off now to Kachi. Spins in the paint from 7 feet. A teardrop goes down, and it's 87-56. Dort leads it by 31. For Austin Kachi, now 11 points. He's in double figures. And I can't wait to look at all the players in double figures on the final stat sheet. Still 10 and a half minutes to play. Dort with 87 points. We've got a foul against T.J. Malone, his second foul of the game. Austin Kachi will get a break. Trevor Waltersdorf will exit after another electrifying slam assisted by his brother Tyler. Spielbauer shooting 1-1, good on the front end. Davis now in double figures with 10. Dort by 30. Rattles the second one home. Spielbauer is the third leading scorer on this team, and he is an 83% free throw shooter. 2-for-2 in this game. Controlling it in the corner is T.J. Malone. Tyler Waltersdorf now to Matt Vandekamp out of Sioux Falls Christian. A sophomore, played JV ball last year. Now getting a chance to suit for varsity. Rasul gives to Douglas. There was a turnover on the other end for Dort. Now they outlet. A steal by Dort, and Vandekamp traveled with it. And he also ran into Spielbauer. There were a number of calls that could have been made, and they whistle a travel. At any rate, we'll catch our breath. Jordan Vogel will take a seat. Coming in for him, I believe, is Sean Kaiser. 87-58, Defenders on top. LeBradford Williams to Stoutner. Swings it down low. That was a nice pass, but Douglas couldn't finish from the left side. Rebound to Malone. Now to Kaiser on the left wing. Vandekamp dumps it down. A double team on Sievers. He's bigger than Rasul, and he bullies him into the basket and banks it in with the right hand. 89-58. Sievers with seven. And now LeBradford. Williams to Douglas in the left corner. Guarded by Tyler Waltersdorf in the lane. Leans in, and with a little body, English gets it to go. Douglas has 16, 10 in this half. Away from the ball foul, going against Rasul, he hooked Sievers. Rasul has four fouls on the game, one away from nullification. And he'll take a seat alongside his teammate Douglas. Now on the floor for the Statesmen, it is Spielbauer, Howe, Walker, Williams, and Stoutner. And what a job the defenders have done on Stoutner. 0 points by my count. Free throw missed by the defenders, goes out of bounds on a 1-1. And the Statesmen will take over. It is 89-60. The defenders with a commanding 29-point lead. Williams up the floor. He's met by Malone. Pass to Stoutner. Fakes the handoff. Guarded by Vandekamp now to the left. Fadeaway three-point shot. Goes in and out. Scooped up by Sean Kaiser. Up to Malone. Looks to the left. Now to Lindberg on the right-hand side. They swing it around the perimeter. Vandekamp to Malone. Quick passing by the defenders. Lindberg tried to dump it to Sievers in the post, and Ross Howe got a hand in front of it. He outlets it to Willie Walker, who goes right to left, coast to coast, and he spins it in off the window for two. Walker with 15. Here's Matt Vandekamp, picked up his dribble, fakes, gives to Lindberg. Rejected by Walker out of bounds. Dort ball with 21 to shoot. James Maldonado will enter the game. Stoutner will take a seat. It's been a frustrating night for the leading scorer, Taylor Stoutner. That's great game planning by Coach Dalma. He has bottled up their leading scorer all night long. Vandekamp's inbounds pass is knocked out by Maldonado. Matt, struggling to find a man, finally gets it to Lindberg at the top of the key. To Malone now in the left wing. 13 seconds to shoot, uses the Lindberg screen, and we have an offensive foul against Matt Vandekamp, an illegal screen set. One foul for Matt. So far on this young season, Matt Vandekamp has appeared in every game so far, 18 minutes, and he's scored a point a game, just 1 3-point shot made for Vandekamp on the season. There's a long two by Walker, drains it. It is 89-64. Walker has a nice total, 17 points for Blake. Averages under 14 a game. Foul on Williams, he blocked Malone. This will be a 1-1. Both teams in the bonus, and the defenders soon to be in the double bonus. Two fouls against LeBradford Williams now. Malone looking for his first points. Back rim, front rim, hits both sides, and then goes down eventually. Got every part of the iron. Malone on his first shot of any kind. Gets it to go. Second free throw. Good. Got a similar bounce. He goes 2 for 2. Williams swiftly moves up the floor. Blows by Malone and then missed the layup. Got to finish that if you're LeBradford Williams, as Dort has numbers the other way. Chris Sievers has it hacked away. He wanted the foul and he will not get it. That was Spielbauer on the defense. Spielbauer around Kaiser on the baseline, blocked by Sievers, and a rebound goes down to Sean Kaiser. He will outlet it to Malone the other way, up the left wing. Now Vandekamp, trying to get it to Sievers, has no window, Goes to Malone. Now to Kaiser. Lindbergh, right block. He goes up in his blocks. Another try! Count it. And a foul. Kyle Lindbergh now has 20 on the game. It is 93-64. Defenders on top. Lindbergh to the charity stripe where he is 2-for-2 this evening. He's the first to scratch 20 points. The top scoring performance this season for Dort College was 20, scored by Waltersdorf in the Valley City game. Lindbergh now trying to exceed that with his 21st point on the free throw, which he makes. Lindbergh has 6 in this half. 21 for the game, and we have a 30-second timeout to get in some subs for Coach Dalma. 94-64 from Oskaloosa. Some sponsors for KDCR's broadcast tonight. Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ironton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Dr. James A. Jesperson Dental Clinic in Rock Valley. Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. 7:04 to go in this game. The defenders leading by 30. I believe their biggest lead to this point has been 31 points. They led by 18 at half. The closest this game has been was 4-4. Dort has never trailed. Running and gunning since the very start, and one of the major storylines, Trevor Waltersdorf notching his 1,000th career point, joining an exclusive club, 28 members, in Dort's 56 years of being a college. An air ball by a new statesman in the game, that is number 40, Eric McGee, a freshman out of Oskaloosa. Sapone Amoa for the defenders gives to Malone, down to Nick Wilson, who's also in the game, along with another big man, James Reilersdam. We have a steal of Maldonona by Vandekamp. Long pass up ahead to Malone. Pass to Wilson is knocked down. Ball loose, skittering free on the court. Just a crazy sequence right now as Reilersdam trying to settle it down. Gives to Vandekamp, who launches a three. Bang! Matt Vandekamp with his second three this season. His first points of the game, 97-64. Dort's got their biggest lead. All bench on the floor right now for the defenders. And all but two members of the bench out there for the Statesmen. Answering from the left wing is Blake Walker. A cool three-point shot to give him 20 points. Sapone Amoa out of Ghana moves to his left, has it knocked away. Gives to Vandekamp for another three in the corner. Hits the side of the backboard. That one not quite as attractive as that first three he made. But that's all right. We'll let him off the hook. Dort leading by 30. Allen Douglas will settle it down and let everyone catch their breath. Some furious few seconds there. Pulling up at the left elbow was Douglas, missing a shot. Malone rips it down. Now Vandekamp. Passes to Sapone Amoa. Fakes. Goes at the bucket into a double team and draws a foul. Sapone Amoa will head to the free throw line looking for his first points. That foul against Eric McGee. McGee's first. Free throw no good. By Sapone Amoa. The players like to call him Ya, his middle name. Second free throw attempt for Sapone Amoa. Dort three away from the century mark. Rattles out. Goes 0 of 2. Rebound by Walker. Flies down the floor between his legs. Nifty move by Walker. Off-balance shot, no good. Ball loose, picked up by Reilersdam with the rebound. And he's got Walker tangled up in his feet. Finally, an outlet pass to Malone. Good play there to Sapone Amoa. Knocked away by Douglas out of bounds. No foul. It was all ball. Checking in now, Taylor Stoutner. He'll get Walker. Walker, the sophomore out of Rose Garden, Georgia. 6'2", 190. He'll take a seat. Ben Seitzman now in the game for Dort College. His inbounds pass goes awry over to Malone. Seitzman now to Malone. Back to Reilersdam. Reilersdam, 6'6", has good height but also can handle the ball. Can shoot from about 15 feet away. Malone goes baseline. Saponamoa, left-handed 20-footer, a little bit long. Offensive rebound by Reilersdam, going up hard, off the bottom of the rim. And finally, retrieving it is James Maldonado. Back the other way, Douglas to Stoutner. And finally, Taylor Stoutner is on the score sheet. He knocks down a three from the right wing. Taylor Stoutner has 3 points in this game. Pass up ahead to Nick Wilson. He misses a layup. And now the Statesmen will go back the other way. They're moving right to left. Attacking and scoring is Douglas. He's fouled. It'll be an and one. Ben Seitzma had that foul. 12 points and a half for Douglas, 23 in the game. Nana Ya Saponamoa will head to the bench. Ya still looking for his first points. Free throw no good, left short by Douglas. First free throw miss of this half. Malone in transition. Van de Kamp passes up a wide open three, takes a couple dribbles and takes it from the right elbow. No good, missed it to the left. Rebound by Allen Douglas. Back the other way. A three by Emerson, that's good. An 8-0 run now for the Statesmen. Austin Emerson knocks down a triple. He's got two shots in this game, both three-pointers. For a total of six, Malone, 30 feet away, looks to the right. Now Van de Kamp. Matt Van de Kamp fakes. They're guarding him hard on the left side. They've read their scouting report. Seitzma spots up for three. That's his specialty. A little set shot for Seitzma. And he knocks it down to give Dort the 100 mark. 100-75. Dort now has a dollar. Emerson down low to Douglas, I believe, was fouled. Foul on Nick Wilson. Douglas will approach the line. Three guys still need to notch points in this game. Reilersdam, the sophomore. Wilson, the sophomore. 6'9 out of Iowa City. And Ya, looking for his first points. He's 0-for-2 from the line. Douglas goes 2-for-2 from the line. Now has 25, an impressive total. Douglas carrying his weight. He's got about a third of his team's points. Malone comes up court against Maldonado. Now Van de Kamp. Bounce pass to Wilson, top of the key. TJ Malone on the right wing. Guarding his left hand. Van de Kamp tries to drive left toward the baseline. He's trapped in the short corner. Seitzma fakes the three. Wilson. Now Malone. Malone dribbles to the left. Passes back to Seitzma. Unleashes a three. No good. Rebound by Van de Kamp. And Dort can kill some more time. Thread it down low to Wilson. Back to the perimeter. Van de Kamp goes at the rim. Left-handed layup is good. Van de Kamp with 5 points. In limited minutes in this game, he now has 8 for the season. That ups his point average to 2 per game. We've got an away-from-the-ball foul on the Statesman. It's going to be Dort ball. Some confusion on the floor right now. I'm not entirely sure what it is. Oh, and they're going to shoot free throws. Dort was prepared to inbound it. They thought it was a player aggression foul, in which case they would not shoot. They would just get the ball. The officials will discuss. There's 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go in this game. Dort 102, William Penn 77. That foul was against Austin Emerson. Still confused now about what to do. One official is standing down at the free throw line, and one is at the opposite end with the basketball. And now they will converge and talk this over some more while we read you some sponsors. Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, 722-2313. Things are sorted out. Dort's going to shoot free throws, and Van de Kamp goes to the line, misses the front end of a two-shot foul. Both teams in the double bonus. Matt misses both, rebounded by McGee. Passes to Williams. Williams flies up the floor. Stoutner for a triple, missed everything, and the rebound by Wilson. To Malone now on the left. Quickly to Seitzma. He'll take a three and knock it down. Two threes for Ben Seitzma. He's got six. Williams moves to the right, back to the left, into the lane, right-handed off glass, good. Williams' second field goal this game, he's got five. As for Seitzma, he has two threes in this game, now four on the season. Thought about another one, he'll give to Malone for a three. Air ball and out of bounds. 104-79 the score, 127. Left in the ball game, under 90 seconds to go. Walker will check in for Emerson and get his final kicks in this one. Williams picks it up at midcourt. Looks to the right now, crosses over Malone, bumps into him to create separation, hangs in the air, and banks it in. Two consecutive hoops. A pass underneath, intended for Wilson, is batted out of bounds by Eric McGee. A minute 13 to go. Van de Kamp will trigger from underneath the basket. Trying for the lob. He's under duress, and he finally gets it to Reilersdam. Guarded by McGee. Fakes the handoff. Now gives to Van de Kamp, who's open. Thought about a triple. Did not take it. Has it knocked away by Walker. Gets it back. Flings the pass to Seitzma. They swing it around the perimeter. Malone, now Reilersdam, under a minute to play. Wilson has an open Van de Kamp, but he's trapped too far underneath. Kicks it to Seitzma, wanted his third three of the half. Could not ring true. Bounces off the rim, they outlet now to Stoutner. He takes a three, no good. Good rebound by Reilersdam, being shoved out of bounds, kept it in to Van de Kamp. This should be the last possession of the game for Dort. There's a 9-second differential. Van de Kamp throws it away, ball's loose. And Matt is shoved down to the floor by Maldonado. A blatant foul there against Maldonado on Van de Kamp. You hear some groans from the Dort fans. 31 seconds to play, and Van de Kamp will try again from the free throw line, where he just missed two a couple moments ago. Nice crowd here at Penn Gymnasium tonight as Van de Kamp misses again. They pretty well packed the place, an intimate setting. I would estimate around 500 fans here tonight. Goes about a dozen rows up. The free throw is good by Van de Kamp. He's now 1-for-4, has 6 points on the game. Williams spins around Malone. Fadeaway jumper, missed it. Offensive rebound, Stoutner. Errant pass to Wilson. 19 seconds to play, and Malone could very well just dribble this game out. He'll give to Seitzma. 13-12. Now Van de Kamp is very content just holding on to this ball. Malone will hold on to it with five, and he will finish this game. A victorious game for the Dort College defenders. They win it 106-81. A dominating performance in which Dort never once trailed. They built the lead up to 27 in the first half, and then again never trailed by more than 18 from that point on. A wire-to-wire performance, and Coach Dama, who will have in a few moments on the radio, should be very pleased with this performance. It was a lot of fun to bring to you, and we should have some final stats for you in a couple minutes. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Dort Basketball on 88.5 KDCR. Number 16, Dort College, nationally ranked for the first time in quite a while, and they live up to the billing here in Oskaloosa this evening. They move to 4-0 on the young season, four road non-conference victories, and they win this one decisively, 106-81. we'll unofficially run through the scoring tonight. These are self-kept and unofficial. We'll get those official stats momentarily. T.J. Malone, 2 points for Dort. Cliff Warren, the starting point guard, with 16. Matching him was Trevor Waltersdorf with 16, and his 11th and 12th points gave him 1,000 for his career. We've now been given the official numbers, and we were correct on those few stats we just gave you. Continuing on, it was a 12-point performance for Austin Kotchy, 7 points for Chris Sievers, the starting power forward. Sean Kaiser, he contributed 6, a couple 3-point buckets, 6 points apiece for Matt Vandekamp, who came in late, and Tyler Waltersdorf, the 7th or 8th man off the bench for the defenders. 8 points for the starter Jordan Vogel, and 2 for T.J. Malone, held in check Nanaya Saponamoa and James Reilersdam and Nick Wilson. Zeros on the score sheet. They got minutes late in this one. Dort scores 106 points en route to the 25-point win. Scoring for William Penn, 20 points apiece for Blake Walker and Alan Douglas. I mistakenly said earlier that Douglas had 25. I was looking at Walker's stat line. Both had 20, matching each other and both exceeding their averages. Walker averages around 14. Douglas averages 17. Davis Spielbauer contributed 11. Normally he gets 16 a game. That'll lower his average slightly. Armand Rasua with a breakout performance, 14 points for him. LaBradford Williams, the backup point guard, got 7. Austin Emerson had 2 3-pointers. He got 6. Taylor Stoutner, who averages 17 a game with only 3 points, a garbage time 3-point shot. And that is all she wrote. Dort College wins it by 25. The defenders out-rebounded William Penn, 49-37. On the offensive glass, they were actually outdone 11-10, but defensively, 39-26, the defenders had the edge. That is possibly attributed to the fact that William Penn attempted 11 more shots than Dort College. They were 32 of 80 from the field. That's good for 39%. The defenders much more efficient, 39 of 69, 57.9 from the field. For the game, they were 56.5 for the game. And just getting a handshake to former player Ben Van Wyk, who was attending the game, a native of Pella. Back to the score sheet. It was a 40% shooting night, in fact, for William Penn. 3-point wise, they were 27.3%, and from the line, 84.6. Dort College shot the three at a 47.8% clip. Total, they were 11 of 23, very good efficiency. Cliff Warner went 4 of 7 from beyond the arc. Free throw shooting, not so great for Dort College. They normally shoot at a 70% clip. Tonight, 56.7 from the charity stripe after a perfect first half. They went 8 of 21 in the second half, 17 of 30 for the game. Dort had 30 assists while William Penn had 9. Great passing in this one for Dort. They were led in assists by Warners, the point guard, who will increase that ratio now. He has 20 assists to 15 turnovers, 1.25 to 1 ratio. Getting better for Cliff Warners, who led the team with 7 helpers. 6 of them for Trevor Waltersdorf, in addition to his 16 points and 6 rebounds, another all-around effort from the team captain. 4 assists for Kaiser and 3 for Lindberg. The notable assist men for Dort College, they had 6 blocks, 2 apiece for Kyle Lindberg, Jordan Vogel, and Chris Sievers. They had 6 steals on the game to William Penn's 9. And they also had 16 turnovers to William Penn's 14. So Dort can always work on taking better care of the basketball. Points in the paint, Dort won that battle. They were taller by a considerable margin, especially Sievers, and he was a real presence. Jordan Vogel had 2 blocks along with Sievers. Dort outscored William Penn 50-40 in the painted area. They won the points off turnovers battle 17-14 and outscored the Statesmen 39-27 in bench points. Dort never trailed in this one. Yep, Coach Delma now approaches the booth. And Coach, did you expect the great performance in the first half, the way your team came out? You guys really came out gunning. Did you Was that what you were expecting, or did I exceed expectations tonight?
First off, Sam, thanks a lot for coming along on this trip. You know, Mike Biker is still finishing up some other duties there with women's basketball tomorrow night and also football on Saturday, and it's just great to have you along. I know he speaks really highly of you, and so we appreciate you giving up your weekend. But to answer your question, I just thought the first half, our kids really responded well to this great crowd here tonight. Our advancement office put on a little pizza feed before the game, and it's just a great crowd here, and it's great to see so many Dort fans. And really, this is the first time we've been able to play in front of this many fans this year, as our first three games have been at a greater distance without a lot of alumni and fan support. So this is great for our guys, and I think we fed off that. We shot the ball extremely well, but we also took very good shots, and so there was a reason for that. I thought it was great for Cliff Warner to come back in front of so many of people that he played in front of in high school. He just played a great game tonight. He shot the ball well. He got us moving really well, and as a result, his teammates were able to get really good shots at the right time. And so the start was really good. I thought at times we had a little bit of a lull there in the end of the first half where they cut it, I believe, from 27 to 18.
Yeah.
But I also thought we came out the first 3 minutes of the second half and really claimed the momentum once again. So that was really good to see.
Austin Kachi, 12 points, 4 of 6 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Are you happy with his first game back?
Yeah, it's just great to have him back. When he sprained his ankle a couple weeks ago, we weren't sure if it would be a 2 or 4 week deal, and then there was also fear of a possible fracture that would have been maybe 2 months. But credit him, he just worked extremely hard on his rehab, and he's not 100% yet, but he's such a competitive kid that he just couldn't stand sitting out another set of games. So we are very, very pleased with the way he played and very excited for him that he was able to get back on the floor.
Tomorrow you're taking on a nationally ranked St. Xavier team in Palos Heights. What do you need to do better against St. Xavier than you did tonight to get that win?
First off, one more comment about tonight's game. In this game tonight, junior Trevor Walterstorff, who celebrating his 21st birthday,
1,000 points,
goes over 1,000 points. I'm sure you probably mentioned that.
Yep.
And so that was neat to see. But I think Trevor will be the first to tell you that he's been fortunate to play with a lot of unselfish teammates who put him in a position to be successful as well. So it's great for Trevor, and it's great for our kids. As far as tomorrow night with St. Xavier, they are very good. When I was coaching in Chicago, they of course, were right down the road from us at Chicago Christian, and we were able to watch them play a lot. They're very big, very physical. They're an NAIA 1, ranked in top 25 in NAIA 1. We got to do a better job of rebounding the ball. I didn't think at times tonight we did a very good job of that. And tomorrow night, their bigger bodies, more athletic bodies, are really going to give us fits and really going to do damage to us if we don't do a better job with that.
Thanks, Coach. Great victory tonight. A 25-point win for Dort, and we're looking forward to it tomorrow.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sam. See you on the bus.
See you on the bus. We'll wrap things up after a quick one-minute break. You're listening to 88.5 KDCR. Final score from Oskaloosa. The Dort College defenders emerge victorious. A wire-to-wire victory. They come out on top 106-81 over the William Penn Statesmen. They move to 4-0 on this young season, and they will take the court again tomorrow evening, a 6 p.m. start, not 7, 6 p.m. tomorrow night at the Trinity Christian Classic in Palos Heights, Illinois. Should be a lot of fun, a competitive game as they take on nationally ranked St. Xavier from that neutral site in Palos Heights. Again, Dort wins by 25. It's been a pleasure bringing the game to you. My name is Sam Ekstrom. We'll see you tomorrow night at about 5:55 with the start of that broadcast on 88.5 KDCR or on the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night, and thank you for listening to Dort College Basketball.